Oh, absolutely not. No Muslim would think so, and only naive and misinformed Christians would. Islam does not desire to unite with Christianity. Islam desires to overtake Christianity. And anything less than that is considered a compromise on their part. It is, the best term I can use, it is naive for Christians to say, oh, well, you know, we have so much in common. Karen Armstrong, the author, makes this tragic mistake constantly in her writings, that she tries to find commonality. You know, well, they're both monotheistic. Well, so is Molech. You know, so is Baal, for that matter. But you don't hear anybody, you don't see Elijah saying, well, you know, Baal, the prophets of Baal, why don't we just get together and have a dinner? In 1 Kings 17, he pretty much makes it clear that there's only one God, Jehovah, creator God of the universe, and that you can't modify his name or nature. Just by taking his name doesn't mean that you're teaching about the same God.